we fully support that move by our colleagues in Winneba. We do so because our members there are now being forced to work under a court-imposed management against the status of the university. It is not any court, it's not any other body that decides who becomes the CEO of universities, a public university. It is the councils that appoint. But in their case, now the individuals that have been appointed by council have been asked to step aside, and the court has gone ahead to impose on them their CEOs, and so they are not happy. Of course, everybody will understand that. And so that is what is happening. We are happy to associate ourselves with that position of our colleagues.
Right, Doc. You gave government a 2 weeks ultimatum to put in place the governing councils of the various universities. What has happened so far?
We are happy to announce that over last week, Friday, the minister in charge of tertiary education announced the chairman of the various councils. And that is good news. We also know that a number of the councils have inaugurated, particularly the one in Ho. We are hopeful. Information I picked up today also tells me that the Council of University of Education Winneba will also be inaugurated probably tomorrow. So we are happy that government is listening to us and is now taking steps to inaugurate the various councils. So we will not be thoroughly happy until all the institutions have their councils in place.
Welcome the payment of the book and research allowance by government. He said the proposed establishment of the research fund to enable university lecturers to access funds to carry out their research is an equally laudable move.
It's a good news that finally finance has released the amount for the Nakanta General Department. Even though that is good news, we are still waiting for the money to hit the account. It is our hope that by the close of next week, the 2 weeks ultimatum that we gave government, every member of our association grabbed the amount.
We've heard about the establishment of a research fund to enable universities to effectively undertake special research projects and then assess monies to undertake these projects. Are you in favor of this research fund to assess monies instead of getting the monies direct from the government?
First of all, it's UTAC that mooted the idea of a national research fund, because we understand that our country cannot develop at the rate we want it if we don't engage ourselves in research. That is one. And two, UTAC has never been against the establishment of the National Research Fund because it is our idea for several years now. But what we are against is for government to decide that it's going to scrap the book and research allowances that is given to our members, use that as seed money for the National Research Fund.
President Dr. Harry Agbanu.